You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. The NFL is back. Football is back. Damn it, I'm back. I was here about 24 hours ago. And now the NFL is here. The Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams are getting it on right now. In SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, the score is tied at 10-all. About 5 minutes have passed by here in the second half. We've seen a lot of turnovers to start this game. And so obviously, as it comes to a conclusion, as it comes to a close, we'll keep you up to date on everything going on. And we'll discuss the game the minute that it concludes. And throughout the course, I'll let you know what's going on as well, intermittently. Okay, I'm being joined here by super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to holler at me, you know how to do it. The number here at CBS Sports Radio is 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. If you follow me online, that is at JR Sport Brief, you'll know what's going on with the show tonight. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Bills and the Rams as this game continues on. Russell Wilson spoke to the media. We know that Russell is going to be in action against his former team. Now with the Broncos, he will be taking on those Seahawks. And there was an extensive article released today about tensions that boiled between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. And in response, Russell Wilson spoke to the media today, and he's just like, listen, I know everything that went on between myself and the Seahawks. And oh yeah, by the way, they tried to trade me a few times. We'll talk about Russell Wilson. And we know Russell Wilson, he just got paid. Like Johnny Kemp said, Dabo Sweeney, speaking of getting paid, he got a contract extension from Clemson. He's now making more money than Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart was making more money than anybody. And then Saban makes more money. And now Dabo makes more money. And I guess Kirby Smart is going to have to take out his collection plate. Probably not. We're going to get into Dabo and the cash that he has coming his way. Speaking of cash coming his way, he might be coaching a game right now. But earlier today, a few hours ago, it was announced that the Rams, yes, the Los Angeles Rams, they've extended the contracts of both their general manager, Les Snead, and head coach, Sean McVay. These guys will be around probably for a few more years. And then this is, I guess, global news that took place earlier today. The passing of the Queen. And in the world of sports, there has been some recognition of the Queen, even if she was not your Queen. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get into on the day the NFL is back. Shep, how are you, man?
Doing good, Jared. Great to have the NFL back. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I know that, we just saw a touchdown, Buffalo Bills touchdown. 16-10. Let's see if they go ahead and kick the extra point. I'm thrilled, Shep. I'm happy. I really am. We have football. What else am I supposed to say? I love football. I didn't like playing football as a kid. I mean, I played football in the Bronx, New York, and it was on concrete. It wasn't all that fun. I just said I'll ruin my body playing basketball on concrete instead. So neither one worked out for me. But I enjoy football, man. You think about some of the stories and the storylines that are going to launch just this season. Obviously, there's the Tom Brady story. I'm real interested to see what Russell Wilson does this upcoming week, or Monday night, I should say. Lamar Jackson, his deadline to get his contract done with the Baltimore Ravens, that's tomorrow. I want to see if the Bills can live up to all of the hype. Right now they're up 17-10, but they got 16 more games after this. What does Aaron Rodgers do with his new offense? What does Patrick Mahomes do with his new weapons? What happens? People don't talk about these folks. What happens in Houston? How do they continue to develop? What does Trevor Lawrence look like in year two? Who the hell is calling plays up in New England? Can Zach Wilson stay alive? What do the Bengals look like coming off of a Super Bowl where they represented the AFC? Are the Vikings going to be the same 500 up or down team that they typically are? Jameis Winston, will he be healthy? Will he throw INTs? There's just so many stories. What does Derrick Henry look like in a healthy season? What do the Colts do with Matt Ryan at the helm? The Colts, I guess, are where quarterbacks go to finish their career now at this point. There's Justin Herbert. There's Derek Carr. There's Shep. I can go on forever, man. What are you most excited? Is there one particular story that you see or one particular player that you're going to pay close attention to during the season?
I want to see how Odell Beckham does. You know, he was written off by a lot of people, and his dad certainly didn't do him any favors. But you talk about a guy that showed up when he had to, and to see what he became, you know, in terms of being that winner, and then he got hurt at the worst possible moment. But I really love to see him now in phase two of his career, because on the trajectory of one of the all-time greats, he's not that route anymore, but he still can make the Hall of Fame and leave a lasting legacy.
Well, it was reported earlier in the week that the Rams have left a spot in the locker room for Odell Beckham Jr. And at the same time, this could mean a whole lot of something or a whole lot of nothing. I mean, they won the Super Bowl. Odell, you saw that he was on the sidelines. He was there at the game before things got started.
Absolutely. And JR, the one other thing I'll say, it would be one of the best stories in all of sports if the Buffalo Bills can finally get over the hump, because there's not a more likable, more amicable, more community-driven person in the league than Josh Allen.
Yeah. Well, for the Buffalo Bills, the expectations are there. The hype is there. We talked about it last night when I delivered to you the top six list, and I told you, the Buffalo Bills, they are the most talented team. You take a look at the offense, you take a look at the defense. Not too many people are going to sit around and look at special teams, but their roster is packed the hell out. Even one of their additions tonight, Von Miller. Von Miller already had a sack in the first half, hitting his former quarterback that he played almost a little less than half of a season with, you know, putting Matthew Stafford into the ground. And so, yeah, the Buffalo Bills, whether or not they live up to the hype, whether or not fans who remember almost 30-plus years ago, those four consecutive losses in the Super Bowl, are the demons going to be exercised? I think there's a lot of fans that would love to see it up in Buffalo, and I'm sure those fans will be getting all of the tables ready. But I did mention to you the defending champs. Shep just mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. We have to see if and when he comes back. It's really only a matter of time. I believe it's more of a formality. But the quarterback, who exercised a few demons of his own, or I guess I can call them lions, we know Matthew Stafford. This man went from the Lions. He joined a new team that actually had good players all over the damn place. And Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl. He was 0-3 in the playoffs up until this past season. I had folks calling me from Detroit telling me how Matthew Stafford was going to stink, how Matthew Stafford was going to suck, how in the biggest moments he was going to throw the game away. Yeah, just, I guess, angry, sad Lions fans that don't understand it takes 53 guys and many coaches to win. We just had evidence of it. And so Matthew Stafford picks up a Super Bowl victory. You think about his numbers and his stats and his title. If he can continue on to add numbers and stats and even more success, he might end up all things considered, in the Hall of Fame. He's 34 years old right now. We got a ways to go before then, and it will not be helped with these conversations about his elbow, about his arm. We found out pretty much after the Super Bowl concluded that he was having arm trouble, that Matthew Stafford was they were limiting him as the year went on because he was having a problem with his arm. We found out that he was having that problem with his arm prior to the season. And what did he do? He still went out there and threw for 4,900 yards and 41 touchdowns. They won in the wild card round. They abused those cards. They won in the divisional round. They held off Tom Brady. They went to the NFC title game, obviously, and we know they ultimately beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. That's a lot of football for Matthew Stafford, who this past offseason, he was on a pitch count. He ain't throw the ball when it was unnecessary. And all we've heard over the past week is that his elbow is fine. Sean McVay says it's an unusual injury. It's something that you would typically see in a pitcher and not in an NFL quarterback. And then we also got the news today, just hours before the regular season was supposed to start, hours before Matthew Stafford was going to be out there on the field, that Matthew Stafford actually had a surgical procedure on his elbow. Now, I don't want to call it minor, because I'm not a doctor. And at the same time, if anybody is cutting me open in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to call it minor. But Matthew Stafford says he is fine. He's okay. He's been doing exercises to alleviate and relieve the pain in his arm. And here we are. Worst comes to worst, he can go ahead and, I don't know, pitch for the Dodgers. A lot of their starting rotation, with all the guys that have gotten hurt, they can certainly use the help. And it was really right before the game that Matthew Stafford told everybody, he's like, listen, folks, my elbow is fine. Just chill. Listen.
No limitations. Still think there's, I don't know. I feel great. I mean, I'm ready to go play. Can always be better. Can always try to feel like I'm 21 again. I'll keep trying. But I feel really good. I feel like I can make every throw. I don't know what else you need to hear from me.
Yeah, well, he either has a ridiculously high threshold for pain. He's getting some type of painkiller before he goes out there and plays. Because when you watch him play football, he's prone to throwing interceptions. Despite all of their success, he had a tie for the league lead with 17 last year. I don't think the injury is him throwing those INTs. Matthew Stafford has always been a bit of a gunslinger. He's always been somebody that goes out there and just throws around the rock, and every now and then it will get picked off. And for every Matthew Stafford interception, every Matthew Stafford INT, he might throw you two touchdowns. And so I'm not concerned about this man and his elbow and his arm. He will be out there probably for the entirety of the season. The Rams will go back to the playoffs. They'll have a chance and an opportunity to defend their Super Bowl championship and title. And yeah, Matthew Stafford played his part. He played his role last year. Would they have the same type of success with Jared Goff? Probably not. We saw what took place early in 2019. It did not work out. And then we come back, and they win a championship. Cooper Kupp, Donald, Ramsey, Stafford, and then the young guy leading the charge who just got an extension, Sean McVay. And so this is a team that's been, I don't want to say cobbled together, but slapped together, put together, has pretty much kicked the can on down the road, has sold off draft picks to put this squad and this team together. And it worked. And Sean McVay, for all the conversations about, oh, he's going to leave and he's going to go to television, and now Aaron Donald is back, or he's back, Aaron Donald will return. Sean McVay and Les Snead got themselves contract extensions, which last through 2026. I just want to know what this means for Aaron Donald. He's pretty much said, yeah, I got about 3 years left in me. Is that going to go ahead and match up with McVay? He's also said, as long as McVay is there, he's going to stick around. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Aaron Donald, someone also tonight who already has a sack. I wonder what it's like to get hit by that guy. Is it worse to get body slammed or hit by a truck by Aaron Donald, Chuck? What do you think?
I'd go with the truck.
Truck would be worse than Donald?
Yes, just a tad.
Maybe a little bit. Well, you think he could? Yeah, he can, right? If I put a, well, that's a big truck. It's more of a minivan. Do you think Aaron Donald, he could easily, if I put a, yeah, he could. If we put a Toyota Sienna in neutral and we told him to move it, he'd be able to move it easily, right?
I don't know if he's the, I mean, he's got power and speed and strength, but he's not like the world's strongest man or anything. You know what I mean? He ain't Reggie White.
You don't think that he'd be able to push a Toyota Sienna in neutral?
I don't think so. I mean, not the way you're envisioning, no.
Oh, easy. Yeah, he would.
I don't know about
it's
that.
It's on wheels, man.
He's 6'1". He ain't Aaron Judge.
You think I would actually pick him to move the car before Aaron? Well, both of them.
I'm picking Judge.
You think Aaron Judge is stronger than Aaron Donald?
Yes. He's 6'7".
Yeah, that's height. He's more up and down. Aaron Donald is more stocky.
Well, no, Aaron Donald can drive more. He's more aggressive. He's more explosive. Yes. But he's not naturally as strong as Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is the Bo Jackson of his generation. They got that much power.
Yeah, but it's power that's spread out. You got someone who's built like a fire plug, and then you have someone who's a little bit longer and leaner, even though he's 280 himself, and Judge. Did you see Aaron Donald working out with The Rock? Do you see that video on social media?
Oh yeah, you know The Rock had such a successful football career. I might want to go watch it, shouldn't I?
Ouch.
Sorry.
Well, it's not about football. It's about working out.
That's fair. Although The Rock has certain supplements that help, in my opinion.
Whoa.
And I said in my opinion.
No. Your opinion is fine. You okay. You think The Rock has been like using, and he's not a professional athlete.
I think Mark Wahlberg, I think The wow. Rock, I think those guys have plenty of help, yes.
Guys with the big TV movie muscles, right?
Correct, yes. And Moo, yes.
Well, they don't get tested.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Some of it. It is illegal unless you have a prescription.
I'm not saying they're doing anything that's out of bounds or against right. the law or right. bevy of anything clean living, but I am saying... I don't think what they do, in my opinion, looking at the fact that they're both now, Mark Wahlberg's definitely north of 50. The Rock is knocking on the door.
I think he might be over 50, yeah, The Rock. Well, no?
He might be. But those guys, they don't age. You're supposed to age, you know, every decade. You're supposed to look a little old. Your body's supposed to have a little more fat composition. That's not the case for those guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just being real about it, you know? Those guys get enough love. You know, the people will be objective about them every now and then.
The Rock, he's supposed to wake up. He wakes up at what? 3:50 in the morning? I can't even say 4 a.m. He wakes up at what? He goes to sleep at 10 p.m., right?
Sounds about right. And then Mark Wahlberg has Bible study, so I know he gets up pretty early.
Does he? Mark Wahlberg goes to Bible study.
Every morning.
And then he goes to the gym, and he goes to the gym again, and he eats lunch, and he goes to the gym.
Sounds about right. And on top of all his businesses and movie ventures, yes. I mean, they're incredibly successful human beings.
That get a little bit of help.
I heard The Rock. A lot of help. Yeah.
The Rock gets up at 3:45, and he goes to the gym, and then he eats 20 eggs, and he has oatmeal, and then some broccoli, and then more oatmeal and pancakes, and has a whole chicken, and then sprinkles in more broccoli, and then he goes to the gym, and then he shoots a movie, and then he eats.
That's great. But, JR, what I'm saying. At that age, the human body is naturally just going to add fat. It's just once you get to your mid-30s, that is a natural progression of aging. You don't look at 50 the same way you do at 35. And at 35, you worked as hard as you did at 50 on your body. It just doesn't add up.
Well, we have to find some of that creatine dust. That's it. It's really that simple. By the way, I still think Aaron Donald, he could move a Toyota Sienna in neutral. And I don't think he has any of that help. I just think that guy is it's like the Incredible Hulk. Poor guy. Someone who's very familiar. When I say poor guy, not for Aaron Donald. This is for the guy we're going to talk about momentarily. This man is very familiar with Aaron Donald because he used to destroy him. His name is Russell Wilson. We're going to talk about him on the other side of the break. He spoke to the media today. He actually opened up about his departure from Seattle in the most Russell Wilson way possible. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But before we do that, hey, it's Thursday Night Football. I got a message for you. Are you ready for Thursday Night Football? You can feel the excitement with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $5 on Thursday's game and get $200 in free bets instantly. And as an added bonus for Thursday, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings' early win promotion. Bet on Buffalo or LA to win. If your team leads by 7 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly. Even if your team loses, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JR Sports. That's code JR Sports, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be present in state where lawful to wager, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued is free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and script form terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NFL season is back. And right now, the Buffalo Bills, at the end of the third quarter, they lead the Los Angeles Rams 17-10. We'll get more in depth about the game when it concludes. And, you know, right before we went to break, we were talking about Aaron Donald. And we'll get into Russell Wilson and, you know, his honesty about his departure from Seattle. We'll do that in a little bit. And Aaron Donald is one of my favorite players to watch. He's just an abuser. They put two offensive linemen in front of him. And he literally will move one of them and throw him into the other guy. And Shep, I'm telling you this. In the break, I looked up Aaron Donald and his workout routine. And to the shock of no one, it's ridiculous. This man can and does squat 1,000 pounds. He's bench pressing 500 pounds. 225 pounds, he's giving you... I don't know. I forgot. I don't want to shortchange him. 35 repetitions. He's crazy, man. He's consuming 5,000 calories. He is a bad man.
Yeah. I mean, he's the greatest defensive tackle to ever live. I think he checked that box off in his 20s, and he's, you know, now he's gunning for the greatest defensive player to ever live, and he's 6'1". I'll give you that, of
he's
course.
So we know Aaron Judge is 6'7".
And they just walked him, yes.
The Yankees are trying to win a baseball right. game. They're currently losing to the Twins 4-3.
Currently.
Right now, this minute, yes. The bases are loaded. There's one out. and Gleyber Torres is at the plate. But we'll get more into Aaron Judge. He's 6'7", about 280. And you'd gather throughout the course of the year, he probably loses weight. No different than any athlete. And Aaron Donald is 6'1". He is 6 inches shorter than him. Aaron Donald weighs 285. What does 6 more inches of Aaron Judge have to do with, like, the actual strength and power? It's like a sumo wrestler. You've watched sumo before, right?
Of course I've watched sumo wrestling. And I would say Aaron Judge is quicker than any sumo wrestler on the face of the planet.
No, but my point is it's about a center of gravity. And Aaron Donald, he's a bulldozer. He's a bulldozer, whereas Aaron Judge is a crane. And it's just, I don't know. I just watched that workout video, and I said to myself, damn. And he's out there whooping somebody's ass every single Sunday. And speaking of whooping ass, Buffalo Bills just went out there and scored another touchdown. Right now they lead 23-10, and we just about shaved off 90 seconds from the fourth quarter. And so the Rams have time to, you know, gather and have a comeback here. And throughout the course of this game so far, the Buffalo Bills seemingly have had command over it, but then they've given the Rams a chance and an opportunity through these turnovers. And that's why the Rams have been able to stay alive. Not right now. Let's see if they can come back. They are the defending champs for a reason. And SoFi Stadium, to the shock or surprise of no one, it's full of fans out here from Buffalo. Sure, everybody goes out to Los Angeles, and it's not like the Rams had a lot of fans last year. And then we got fans who live in St. Louis. I'm sure they didn't travel and stick with the Rams. Maybe they gave up. Maybe they became Chiefs fans. I have no idea. But we know fans in Los Angeles, it's pretty much the Lakers or bust. I guess you got to choose between the Lakers or the beach or the mountains or the sun or the desert or everything else that they have out west. Interesting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson, who has been very familiar with Aaron Donald. Because on the heels of Russell Wilson getting ready to take on his former team, the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson has made it very clear, yes, I was traded. But the Seahawks, for years, they wanted to trade me first. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. How the hell did this happen? Well, I know how it happened. Another turnover. Like right in a break. Right now, the Buffalo Bills lead the Los Angeles Rams 24-10. It's about 10 minutes left in the game. Matthew Stafford had the football. Tried to throw the ball to Cooper Kupp. Went off his damn hands. Yeah, Cooper Kupp. Yeah, went off his hands. And it was snatched up by Poyer, one of the best safeties in the game. And so there you have it. Another turnover. And at least to a certain degree, you can say that this interception was not Matthew Stafford's fault. But turnovers have pretty much done them in so far in this game. And the Buffalo Bills have the ball right now, and they are looking to put more points. You can call it insurance on the board. And now they're basically in the red zone. Oh, no, that's a touchdown. There we have it. Shep, you know what type of calls we're going to get when this game is done, right?
I have a feeling people are doubling down right now on the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, the Buffalo Bills just scored another touchdown. The score before the point after is now 30-10. Josh Allen connects with Stephon Diggs. 53-yard bomb. I think, are they going to review this? Do you think he was outside?
No, they're not going to review it. It's good.
Yeah, he's, Yep, we're going to get a lot of people calling up, just telling us, and now it's 31 after the point after. They're going to be people losing their minds. People are going to call us from Buffalo and Toronto, and they're going to be folks who are going to be screaming at me and you like the Buffalo Bills are just on their way to the Super Bowl. And they might. We got 16 games to get there. Let's just I'm prematurely telling people to pump their brakes, but I already have an idea of what's going to happen. And then we're going to get a call from that gentleman from last night who said they're going to win every game. And he was like, hey, they're going to win tomorrow. I don't remember his name, Shep, but I expect him to call too.
Well, he said he's going to call. It's not even an expectation. He made it clear. He's definitely calling. So
Nobody ever calls when they're wrong.
That's true. But, JR, I mean, even the biggest Buffalo Bills cynic right about now. I mean, this is impressive. This is really impressive right now, what we're seeing. I know Von Miller's not there anymore. I know Stafford was dealing with the elbow all in the offseason. Beckham's not there, obviously, not at least on the field in pads. But the Buffalo Bills look like a completely different level than the defending Super Bowl champion Rams.
They do. Everybody is 0-0 starting off the season. Everybody had the same time to prepare. And the Rams are just, they've been dominated outside of the interceptions from both squads. This is, the Bills have controlled this game. And so we'll see what the Rams can do. We know what they say about it not being over. It ain't over till it's over. I don't want to offend anyone with, did Yogi Berra talk about the ladies' weight? That was Yogi, right?
Yogi said no one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Yogi Berra? It ain't over till it's over, what?
No, I don't know if Yogi said that. Yogi said no one goes there anymore, it's too crowded.
Where?
No, that's his famous saying. That's a yogiism.
The yogiism I know is about this, what is it, 50% it's 100%, 50% mental, or what did he say? Something stupid?
It's like 50% mental, 80% physical, something along those lines. And then it was like, and then someone said, like, this pie is too big. And then he said, like, okay, let's divide it in two, something like that. And that didn't make a difference. I don't think it ain't over till it's over. I don't think that's Yogi.
No, I thought he said something about, anyway, someone said something about a fat lady and I wasn't going to use it, but too late. Anyway, God bless Yogi Berra. And also, the Queen passed away today and we had a golf delayed. We also had some racing delayed, and she's gone at 96 years old. I mean, when you get to be 96, it's typically what happens, and now Charles is a king. And there'll be a whole lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding that over the next, I don't even want to say days or weeks. This will be months long. I like Yogi Berra as an old person better. But anyway, someone who just always tries to put his best foot forward is Russell Wilson. As I told you, he's very familiar with Aaron Donald destroying him. And Russell Wilson is on a new team. He was traded to the Denver Broncos. He just got a new contract. He's getting ready to take on his former team, the Seattle Seahawks. You can bet your ass Monday Night Football, he is going to go out there and try to light them up. It's not even a matter of trying to light them up. I can imagine that Russell Wilson, in his debut with the Denver Broncos, is likely to go out there, and I don't know. I'm just going to say he will complete 3 to 4 touchdowns. He'll pass for over 250 yards. Maybe he gets to 300. And then we'll have a whole lot of images of Pete Carroll with his hands on his hips, on the sidelines, wearing his glasses, smacking on that gum, with his play sheet in his hand, while he is just upset at Geno Smith for throwing his, I don't know, third interception. And so I am eagerly anticipating that beatdown this upcoming Monday night. And I'm going to be thrilled to talk about that game when it concludes right here on CBS Sports Radio. But before we get to that game, obviously, things have started to become more narrowed down when it comes to the questions and the stories surrounding Russell Wilson. There was a long-form piece today released by ESPN about Russell Wilson and how the relationship between both he and the Seahawks started to deteriorate. That before he even publicly started to push buttons on his potential exit and wanting input, that it was only years prior that the Seahawks were taking a look at some quarterback named Patrick Mahomes. That the Seahawks were taking a look at other QBs that teams were inquiring. And Russell Wilson did not like that. His agent did not like that. And he also says that to pretty much pacify him, they gave him a new deal after they did not bring on anybody else. They even looked into trading for Kyler Murray the minute and second that he was drafted at number one overall so they could take him. And so, yeah, we've gone through a whole lot of back and forth. And Russell Wilson, he decided to address the article today. He had a simple response. It's like, hey, I know what the hell went on. And it doesn't really matter. Take a listen.
I don't worry about all this stuff. I mean, people have opinions and thoughts and ideas, and everybody has their own right to think what they want to think. You know, I know how the whole thing went and how it transpired and just the whole situation. But also at the same time, too, I know that, every second of it I've enjoyed, in terms of being there and just trying to give my all every day. You know, that's all I know. And, and at the end of the day, every play, every game, every situation, hurt, dinged up, highest moments, lowest moments, sometimes gave my all. And that's all I can give.
Oh, he always knows the right things to say. And are we shocked? This is what he said as well. He says, yeah, that's what happened. They were looking for other quarterbacks. He's like, it's part of the business. What the hell are you getting mad about? The article is rather interesting. It says that there are members of the Seahawks organization who don't find him to have the same type of mobility. The members of the Seahawks organization that still believe, yes, he may not go out there and run a 4-3 in his 30s now, but he can still get the ball downfield. And people are always going to have differing opinions on anybody if you want to go ahead and go through an evaluation. How many people actually do improve as they get older? Especially someone like Russell Wilson, although he can deliver the ball down the field, a big threat throughout the course of his career has been his ability to get out and run. He's a shorter, stocky dude. He is also built like a tank. But it's not like he has the body type that's going to go out there and just annihilate you. It doesn't seem like a body that's going to age. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll still be a top 10 quarterback in the game. But Russell Wilson is not in that upper echelon. And one of the reasons he's no longer with the Seahawks is he feels that they didn't allow him to be that way. That they didn't grant him the opportunity to throw the ball, that they didn't give him the help up front, and now he has it with the Seattle Seahawks, with the Broncos. Another turnover. The Buffalo Bills have forced another turnover. I don't want to say this is getting embarrassing here. We got about 7 minutes left in the game. Buffalo leads 31-10. And they're going to have a chance to put up another seven. We had a ball that was tipped. Basham comes down with an interception that he tipped himself. And now they're basically at their 20. And the Buffalo Bills are going to look to really add some insurance here on the line. Yeah, let's and Matthew Stafford, God bless him, he's the one who went out there and he tackled Basham. What a tough guy that Matthew Stafford is, knowing that he has a busted up elbow. And so little did I know, I tweeted this after Matthew Stafford's first interception, that he pretty much, in his unsportsmanlike conduct, so they moved him back up to their 39, and now Josh Allen pretty much goes right back to the 20. I'm sorry, Shep. This is, I don't want to call this as surprising. I thought the game was going to be closer than this.
It was.
Yeah, it was in the first half. And now all we got right now, this is what I call, we have not approached garbage time, but it's coming.
They have no answer for Josh Allen. I mean, that's the obvious statement of the century right now.
You know, they don't. The Buffalo Bills are likely to put 7 more points here on the board. They're likely to push the score up to 38-10. And then at this point, if you are the Rams, you got to start conceding this game. Right? Well, what are you throwing? If we're talking about Matthew Stafford, and oh, man, he has a busted up arm, and oh, man, he needed surgery on his elbow, and oh, we got to make sure that he lasts the whole season. The hell are you putting him back out there if this game is out of reach? Put John Wolford out there. Let him take any hits that are left. And let's keep it moving. This game is crazy. The Buffalo Bills lead 31-10. And they might have some more points on the board by the time we come back. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.